لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. This great and wonderful sublime which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His benevolent and extreme mercy blessed us with. Shahru Tawbah, Shahru Dua, Shahru Al-Quran, Shahru Al-Rahmah, Shahru Al-Inaba, Shahru Al-Itq Min Al-Nar. An opportunity that perhaps can very, very be beautifully, the enormity that it represents can be gleaned from the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If my ummah had to come to know what this month of Ramadan represents, then they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. The manifest opportunities, the manner in which the mercy of Allah envelops humanity, this ummah in this month. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on occasion, on the minbar, he said, مَاذَا يَسْتَقْبِلُكُمْ وَمَاذَا تَسْتَقْبِلُونَ قَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. Three times he said this. This is when something gigantic, enormous, something is impending, something momentous has occurred. Sahaba looked around. There was nothing discernible. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, awakyun nazal, has some revelation come? Qala la, he said, no. Aaduun hadar, is there some enemy about to attack Medina Munawwara? We must prepare ourselves. Qala la, he said, no. And Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ramadan has come. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا الشَّهَرِ لِكُلِّ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقِبْلَةِ. And on the first night of this month, Allah forgives the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like that, obviously we have time constraints. This month, تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ فِيهِ شَيَاطِينَ. Jannah is flung open, Jahannam is locked up, shayateen are tied up. Opportunity upon opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. The goal, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you become muttaqi. We are, it seems only yesterday, we were looking for the hilal of Ramadan. And almost in a flash of an eyelid or a flash of lightning, just 1 week remains. And already we will be looking for the Hilal of Eid. Just this in itself is a very, very great and important lesson that each one has to take stock of. Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks about this month in the Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, we find an ajeeb, very, very interesting expression. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, just a few days. Very, very short period of time. And that is the reality of my and your life in this world. There was an announcement from the Hilal committees at the beginning of Ramadan. At that same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcer was making an announcement. And every day that announcement sounds out, rings out, yunadi munadin. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. Ya baghi al-shar aqsir. Those that have decided to maximize this opportunity, those that have decided to put Ramadan in its perspective as an opportunity for us to put the brakes on, For us to realize, my and your purpose is not primarily the pursuit of this dunya, but akhirat. For us to realize that we have to make our insides, for them an announcement is made, go ahead, go ahead. Ya Baghishar Absir. And those that are still going to run behind the dunya, and Allah forgive us, in a week's time when the Hilal of Eid is sighted, for many that will become a get out of jail free card. And like the life was before Ramadan, the same life will carry on after Ramadan. For them, this announcement every day is being made. Aqsir, aqsir, aqsir. Be very, very careful. Allah is very, very merciful. But this rope is not forever. Shaitan took an oath. لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And this is one of the greatest challenges that face you and I. This lie or this deception that we have a lot of time in this dunya. We have many other chances and many other opportunities. That is Shaitan's very, very big web of deception. لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. In the short time that I have, my respected brothers, we want to reflect on some words of advice that are extremely pertinent to what direction we are taking. Allah has given us this opportunity. They give this analogy. Somebody went to a river. One person came back with 1 teaspoon of water. One person came back with a jug of water. Another one came back with a bucket of water. Another one came back with a truck full of water. It wasn't a question of the water being short. What was the type of container that we took? What type of effort are we making? Has Ramadan effected any real change within us? Sahaba would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find this in many, many riwayat. Asking for nasihat and advice. دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلْ يُدْخِلُنِ الْجَنَّةِ يُبَعِدُنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. For example, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, show me something. Show me something that will take me closer to Jannah, distance me from Jahannam. لَا أَسَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدًا. Sahabi sometimes would come and ask, Ya Rasulullah, tell me some pertinent advice. I don't have to ask you for anything else. Like that, there is one very, very important piece of advice. Luqman alayhi salam is that personality. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. We blessed him. We granted him hikmat, wisdom. Allah places a seal of acceptance on the wisdom of Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Interestingly, I'm digressing. When the wisdom of Luqman became known and in throngs people used to gather around him, one person told him one day, Alasta kunta tara ma'i al-ghanam. Short while ago, you and I were shepherds. We were looking after sheep. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Kana abdan habashiyan najaran. Luqman was a Abyssinian slave. Some divide it comes, he was of Sudanese origin. Carpenter by trade. Also was a shepherd. So this person says, we used to look after shepherd now. We used to look after sheep and now such big crowds around you. He says two things. Allah elevated me on the basis of that. This itself is a test of Ramadan. What are the two things? He said, Sidqul Hadith. Whenever I spoke the truth. وَصَمْتُ عَمَّا لَا يَعْنِي. An abstention from unnecessary speech. Nevertheless, a personality whose wisdom the Quran ratifies. At the time of his death, he addressed his son, and he said to him, أُسِيكَ بِسِدِّ خِصَالِ اجْتَمَعَ فِيهَا عِلْمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. He said, oh my son, I am leaving you now, but I am giving you 6 pieces of advice. the combined knowledge of whatever was revealed upon the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam throughout the ages is contained. This is the nature and essence of the six advices, is the nature and essence of all the ulum of the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The first advice, لا تشغل قلبك إلى الدنيا إلا بقدر بقائك فيها. Do not engage your heart towards this dunya except to the extent that you are going to remain in this dunya. How long is our sojourn in this world? Get 100 people. Ask every one of them the same question. Brother, how old are you? Someone will say 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 12 years, 36 years. 100 different answers you'll get. Next question, ask them, how much time do you have left? Here the answer of everyone will be the same. Koi pata nahi. I have absolutely no idea. There is a sequence. Arrival, grandfather will come first, then the father, then the son. My respected brothers, but so far as the departure from this world, there is no such sequence. Not only the old are dying, the young are dying also. Not only the retired, the busy are dying. Not only the sick, the healthy also are dying. When almost every day, either on the mobile, on the masjid board, or somewhere, janaza after Zohar, janaza after Asr. We hear the announcements over and over again. One masjid, one person stood up after Fajr, and he said, inshallah, after Maghrib Salah, there'll be janaza. Someone heard the announcement. When he came, he saw there was two janazas. So he said, I heard announcement, one janaza. They said, bye, that person who made the announcement, that's the second janaza. When we hear that message, what we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What that means? Verily we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And my brother, like you have gone back, I am right behind you. This world is a passing phase. Our goal is akhirat, not dunya. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he teach us? Almost every day, either in a car or walking, on our way to work, on our way to job, on our way to masjid, on our way somewhere. At some point we are passing a graveyard. We are supposed to take ibrat and lesson from that. That the clock of life is ticking. Our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, address those graves. And part of what he taught us, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. You are gone ahead, I am right behind you. لا تشغل قلبك إلى الدنيا إلا بقدر بقائك فيها. Second advice he gave, وعمل للآخرة وعمل للآخرة بقدر بقائك فيها. O my son, work for akhirat to the extent that you are going to remain in akhirat. How beautifully. Simple example. Unfortunately, we don't take these things to heart. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, wallahi, mad dunya fil akhirah. Illa mithlu ma yajal ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi fal yandur bima yarji'a. Look at this analogy. Look at the raging ocean. This earth is 29% land, 71% water. Ocean is more than the land. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, place your finger in the water, lift it up. There isn't a droplet of water. Normally we translate it droplet of water. No. Wetness of this finger. By the oath of my Allah is this dunya. And that entire ocean is akhirat. What intelligence causes us to be running behind? What in reality Quran is telling us, Hadith is telling us, Mada'ul Ghurur, deception. Deception, deception. This is a bubble that is going to burst any moment. And still we are running behind it. We find the analogy in hadith like a person is cutting material and finally one third cotton strand remains. Just to cut that, our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is the life of this dunya. That is all that is left. Akhirat, Akhirat, Akhirat. And they decided Jannat or Jahannam. The question was put, Man akhirsun nas? Ya Rasulullah, who is the most intelligent one amongst us? Today, what is our mayar? What is our basis or medium or gauge of intelligence? Business acumen? Financial prowess? Somebody who keeps shifting the targets in the dunya, running behind the dunya, more and more zeros in the bank balance. He is the one we regard to be intelligent, astute. What a businessman. He knew where to strike the deal. Man akhirsun nas, ya Rasulullah, who is the most intelligent person? He said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You and I can say whatever we want. Society can say whatever we want. If these two things are not there, he is not an intelligent person. And he is not a person you should be looking up to. He is someone you should be feeling pity for. What are the two things? He said, a man who is constantly remembering his, and the one who is preparing for akhirat, he is the intelligent one amongst you. ذَهَبُ بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will give him dunya also, Allah will give him akhirat also. This is the mayar of intelligence. وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. O my son, work for akhirat. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُطْلُقُ الْجَنَّةَ جُهْدَكُمْ وَهْرَبُوا مِنَ النَّارِ جُهْدَكُمْ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ هَارِبُهَا. He said, strive for Jannah with everything that you have. Run from Jahannam with everything that you have. Because the one who desires Jannah will never rest. The one who is running from Jahannam will never rest. And know and understand, this world is covered up with desires, false passions, this lie that there is longevity in this life. Don't let it become, don't let it cause you to become negligent of the reality of akhirat. Third advice, أَتِعَ رَبَّكَ بِقَدْرِ حَاجَتِكَ إِلَيْهِ. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. Today insan feels, I've achieved something. I've reached heights. He wants people to look up at him. But what are we? We are a collection of needs. We are totally dependent. Every few hours you're looking for food. Then you're looking for water. Every second you're looking for air. How many countless needs, requirements we have. The fulfiller of every need is Allah. Every second, every moment, we are in need of the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This eyesight, this hearing. Sometimes you see a blind person, then you realize the value. Sometimes you see a person who can't hear, then you realize the value. How many countless ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, أَتِعَ رَبَّكَ. Obey your Allah to the extent of your need and dependence on Allah. We need Allah every second. Turn to Allah. Come on to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ. Oh my son, people have set up goals, ambitions. They are planning and plotting the direction of their life depending on what targets they have reached. What is your target, my son? وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ فِكَاكُ رَقَبَتِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Have only one goal and objective, that Allah must save you from Jahannam. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ فَقَدْ فَازْ. The one who is saved from Jahannam and enters into Jannah, فَقَدْ, look at the emphasis, فَقَدْ, without a doubt, he has succeeded. This is the goal. This is the objective. Ramadan is the excuse. Ramadan is the platform. Ramadan is the opportunity to put the brakes on. Fifth advice. وَلْيَكُنْ جُرْأَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاسِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ فِي النَّارِ. Opportunity is there. Goal is what? Taqwa. 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 And what is an important constituent of taqwa? Our lives have to change. Azan should not be falling on deaf ears. Like this majma we can see in Jumu'ah, this masjid is full. What is the goal at Fajr? It must be the same majma. Today we are worried, we are crying. Water is, the blood of this ummah has become cheaper than water. Halat and conditions in every direction. We were given a nuskha and prescription by our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Man salla subha fi jama'a. Man salla subha fi jama'a. Fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. When my ummah will make their fajr salah with jama'at, they will be in the direct protection of Allah. Anyone who challenges them will have to challenge Allah. We want the conditions to change. It is not dependent on anything else. It is dependent on amal. It is dependent on deen and Islam coming into our life. So he said, my son, if you're going to continue in this way, disobey Allah's commands, then ask yourself this question. How much are you able to bear the azab of Jahannam? How much can you tolerate fire? Forget a raging fire. Take one candle. Take one candle. Try and put your finger on it. How many seconds can you put your finger on that one candle? وَلْيَكُنْ جُرْعَتُكَ Be courageous, be daring in disobeying Allah to the extent that you are able to bear the azab of Jahannam. This is the time for tawbah. This is the time, my respected brothers, for us to bring real change in our lives. The sixth advice, obviously we have time constraints. The sixth advice, I'm going to reiterate the first five before I come to the sixth advice that he gave. Beautiful advices, if we can implement them in our lives. Do not engage your heart in this world except to the extent that you are going to remain in this world. Strive for akhirah to the extent that you are going to remain in akhirah. Obey Allah to the extent that you need Allah. Let your goal of life be that Allah must save you from Jahannam. Be courageous in disobeying Allah to the extent that you are able to withstand the torment of fire. And the fifth advice, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تَعْسِيَ مَوْلَاهُ O my son, if your mind is made up, you have some illusion of extension in this world. When janaza was going, someone asked Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, whose janaza is that? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, they asked him, whose janaza is that? He said, oh my brother, that is your janaza. The janaza that's going, that's your janaza. If you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janaza. Because the advice, our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave you and I. When the sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ausi me ya Rasulullah. Advise me, O Nabi of Allah. What was the advice our master gave? He said, make every salah as if it is your last salah. Ud nafsaka min ahli al-qubur. Ibn Umar, normally what sahaba would say? I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or I witnessed this, or I observed this. Allahu Akbar. What does he say? Young man, not an old person. Not old, young. أَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَنْكِبَيَّ He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of me by my shoulders. And he shook me. And in that advice that he gave this young man, he said, عُدْ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ Count yourself as if you are already in the grave. There is no reality to this extension that we think that we have, my respected brothers. Oh my son, if your mind is made up not to heed my advices, and you are going to disobey Allah, and you are going to carry on the way you are carrying on, then do me one favor. Do me one favor. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تَعْصِيَ مَوْلَاكَ فَطْلُبْ مَكَانًا لَا يَرَاكَ Find some place to do your wrong where Allah cannot see you. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ
ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم. Don't they know that Allah knows everything in the heavens and the earth? Three people are whispering in one corner, Allah is the fourth. Four are whispering, Allah is the fifth. Allah is with you wherever you are. And a day is coming, Allah is going to inform you of each and every action that you did. Umar radiallahu anhu is parading the streets of Medina late at night, passes by one house, overhears a conversation. Mother is telling the young girl, add water to the milk. Add water to the milk, better profit for us. She said, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar has prohibited this practice. A Muslim does not deceive in earning his livelihood. What does the mother say? Umar is not here. Umar is not here. In Dana Umar. In Kana Umar Layan. What does she say, my mother? Umar can't see us. But where are we going to hide from Allah? أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah is looking at you? Some sharam, some khaya, some consciousness of that day when we have to stand in front of Allah. This is the goal of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Find Allah, find Allah, find Allah, find Allah. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. Lose Allah, you have lost everything. The clock of life is ticking. My respected brothers, let us become amongst the intelligent. Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he's intelligent. Work for akhirat and come out of this deception about the permanence of this dunya. For that, mashallah, effort is taking place. Majalis of the ulama, gatherings, etc. Very, very important, our ijtima, which is, alhamdulillah, going to be hosted by Lodium this year. Let us try and encourage others and ourselves also to effect real change in our lives. Let us make this niyat that inshallah, from the ijtima, we will go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.